Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of your show. No, I'm just the co-host of the program. The star of the show is a gentleman next to me, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. Welcome to the show, Fred. Welcome to your show.
It's so great.
It's great to see you.
Look in the opposite direction. It's so wonderful.
So nice. It's good.
That's what's great about radio.
Oh, it's very nice.
How you doing? How's everybody doing? Post All-Star Game.
Yeah, we got a big expose. You and I were going to have a fan's view of the All-Star Game. How about that? Huh?
Well, some fans, yes, you know, and thinking about this the last 24 hours, almost 24 hours, is my reminiscences as a young boy. Of course, I'm older than most people here listening, probably. But my reminiscing as a young boy as to how, what an impact that game had on me in my youth. And I'm sure for you, too. I mean,
yeah, it was a big deal. It was the All-Star game.
And the one thing I remembered, I used to talk about this when I was with the Giants in Yankee Stadium. You know, the uniforms, how they radiated, how each one was specific within itself, how it radiated just glamour and history. And it was such a great feeling to see all those individual players
from your team, especially
in their team's
Sandy
uniform.
Sandy Koufax, a Dodger fan, was on there. Don Drysdale, they were there in their uniform. I knew they were the Dodgers. They made it. Look, he's a Dodger. He's going to strike that guy out.
Yeah, and now.
Now all the uniforms are the same color, and you got to look, and it's like a shade of black.
Oh, they're black.
Yeah, the lettering is black. You can't see anything on it. It's like, put the regular uniforms back in there. I know what they're doing, Fred.
What are they doing?
They're trying to sell that uniform to people as, I want to get
the gangbang.
All-star
uniform. It's all black. It's all in those same familiar gangbang colors.
Exactly. Bring back the regular uniforms for the teams. Every team has about 80 different uniforms now, don't they? Haven't they come up every time? We've got another new uniform.
No, it's training camp uniform.
There's one.
And then it's lunchtime at training camp uniform.
So you get your favorite uniform.
Yeah, it's just preposterous. The game went on. It was many successes. The game was boring.
We'll
have more.
Stay with us in the Sports Lines. We're just the tip of the iceberg.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer,
yep.
The icon in sports, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. We call him Sultan here at the CRN Competition Radio Network. He is the...
Yes, you may.
Two safeties in one game in the same quarter.
That was a lot of work.
That was the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, Hunter. We're going to talk about Hunter and a few other things here later on today. But we're here with you on Sirius XM, Channel 217, XM 203, online at 967, and also on Sports Byline and CRN Digital Talk Radio. Thanks so much for joining us here on the show. Also, video-wise, you can see us on Roku, Facebook Live, crntalk.com, Twitter, Twitch, Tiki Live, Periscope, you name it.
Wow.
The videos on YouTube, we're available there. You can check it out. And happy to have you all with us. We got the chat room going on Facebook.
Oh, that chat room, boys, wailing.
Yeah, it's going. We got some good questions coming in. But let's take our expose fan-wise of the All-Star game. Now, it was an okay All-Star game. I am with you. I'm not in love with those uniforms. I like the individual uniforms, all the national leaguers and all their regular teams. It brings pride to the team from Pittsburgh and San Francisco and wherever it might be. The Baltimore Orioles are really kicking it up this year. People want to see a Baltimore Orioles jersey in the All-Star game.
Exactly.
How many years has it
been? They wanted to see Major League Baseball in all of its glory presented with the excellent players in their home and road uniforms. And they were robbed of doing that because of some stunt. Someone decided, hey, I got a great idea. Here's the road uniforms for the All-Star game in Los Angeles. All black. What an imagination you have to have to present.
And they were
that.
Both kind of the same color. You couldn't even tell the difference between the National and the American. I mean, I guess the National was a little bit lighter because they were on a home team field. I don't even know.
Well,
what
they were white. The National team was white.
Yeah, so, white and black.
White and black. So there's a great contrast.
So
I want to see the real. You know, if you see those uniforms, I remember this as a kid playing in Yankee Stadium in 1969. The sunlight, how the sunlight comes through. Boy, it was sunny here in L.A. For the game, and drove people crazy. Couldn't see, and the uniforms, how they glowed, the different colors of blue that each uniform had. Reds were different. And it's just, you know, it's just why do they continue to monkey with
here's
all of
it? Another thing, they did the interview with people with their, you know, headsets on and all that, but they were talking to the catcher of the Yankees, and they were asking him what it meant to be on the Yankees, and he said what we all kind of believe and know. It's like, there's something magical about putting on those Yankee pinstripes because of all the history with that franchise. And it's happening now to other teams, Dodgers, Boston, you know, Chicago Cubs, whatever. But in the Yankees' case, those pinstripes, I remember you telling the story when you signed with the New York Giants, the first thing you did is ran out to that field and you were out there at Yankee Stadium. So to have the uniform that they normally wear with the pinstripes and no names on the back, it's the one team that doesn't have any names, that's an important part of the All-Star game, and it was gone from the game this week.
It's been gone for a while. The sentiment of Major League Baseball is that there's no financial reward in a young boy's dream when he decides that he has to sit on the sideline and stare at players dressed in circus garb and not I would like to have asked these players at the All-Star game yesterday. I would love to have asked them, tell me about your favorite uniform. And when did you first start noticing uniforms? And I would have just started talking about the beauty and the majesty of uniforms and the power of uniforms. And in the face of people saying, God, you're right. Look how ugly these uniforms are. And that's what you get. You don't get any type of aesthetic, pleasing satisfaction out of going to the stadium and seeing the different uniforms, road and home uniforms.
Root for the home team, and when you're watching the All-Star game, when your guy comes up from your home team, you want him to hit a home run. That's my guy. He got a hit. Even, you know, Clayton Kershaw got a chance to start the game, and he's out there on the mound, and some guy interviewed him before he went out there. Joe Davis was saying, well, he's taking his life in his hands because no one usually talks at all to Kershaw.
Or any other starting pitcher.
Yeah, when he's getting his game face on for it. But this Kershaw talked to him. It was the All-Star game. It's not as important as a regular season game as far as the standings go. But Kershaw said he took some time to drink it in as a player that he was there at the All-Star game. Well,
right.
We as a fan want to see that also and see our guys do well, you know, and I feel bad for Tony Gonsolin. I'm a Dodger fan, and he gives up two runs, and next thing you know, Kershaw does well. Gonsolin gives up two home runs. We'll talk about that in a second as to what that does to somebody's head, but it's what you want to see. You want to see that kind of magic at the All-Star game, and that was kind of missing from the game yesterday.
Kind of. You bet it was. And here's another thing that was that didn't make sense.
What was that?
They rolled the flag out in center field, which was beautiful. Then this kid comes up, and he sings the national anthem, which I thought he did a great job on it. It's his interpretation. People seemed to like it. I liked it. It was really wonderful. Well, then we're all ready for the putative flyover. And so I'm trying to figure out, well, when are they going to bring the flyover in? And so, sure enough, toward the end of the Star Spangled Banner, he's singing it, the camera cuts away to just a big wad of hazy blue sky with three airplanes kind of like floating in midair, not doing anything, just kind of standing there. And then they cut away from that to the end of the song, Star Spangled Banner.
Star Spangled Banner, yeah.
And they completely ignore the airplane.
That was it? I didn't see the beginning of the game.
You got that one cutaway.
And here's what else you didn't get. Wow.
There's some the classic producers and directors that have done that correctly.
Right.
Tying in the singer of the Star Spangled Banner across his shoulder to three airplanes coming in, yep, and produce it.
Time it out.
Just get with it, yep, like you mean it.
Yep.
And it looked as though they discarded the effect. It looked as though that they just said, let's get this thing over with so we can go up to the booth with whoever's up there. And it was such, you were robbed of that moment. You usually go when those airplanes come over.
Yep.
It goes right through you, as you know. And what we wind up getting is no tie-in to the crowd, no tie-in to players, no tie-in to anything. It's just the roar of the crowd, and
you're better off looking in the stands and seeing the actual uniforms being worn by people. There was Baltimore Oriole people there, whatever, they had their uniforms on. So all this stuff happens, and you get to see all that stuff, and I didn't like it when they used to, whoever won the game, the American League or the National League, that's who was the home team in the World Series. That was stupid because your team has nothing to do with it. And you get into the World Series, you got the best record in baseball, and because some schlubs were just goofing around during the All-Star game, all of a sudden you don't get to be the home team, even though you should get it. So I'm glad that rule is gone. All right. So, but yesterday, my favorite part of the game was opening the pitch, and Ohtani gets a base hit, and then he's on first base, and then Kershaw picks him off. Oh my gosh, people, it's a no-no. You don't want to pick off a guy. It's the All-Star game. What are you doing? And even Kershaw kind of apologized, saying, you know, I was looking to see where he was, and I just threw over there just instinctively. That was the greatest moment of the game. Ohtani getting picked off first base by Clayton Kershaw. That we should try to win these games. These guys don't try to win. They just...
Manny Machado is
waltzing down and gets caught in a double play at first base. He wasn't even hustling. He stopped before he even got to first base.
Yeah, which was the original reason the Dodger fans started booing him years ago.
No hustle. They booed him in Baltimore. Yes, it was the All-Star game, but you should try to win it. People are there to see a great game, you know?
It was so commercialized, you know?
We'll take a break. We got more. We've had more. Stay with us here. I got to talk about the effects of the game. That's coming up here. Stay with us here in the Sports Lounge.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Let's say life knocks on your door and you need money to live on or pay bills. What do you do? Would your life be better if you were able to take the equity you've built in your home and spend it any way you want? Here's an idea. Call Easy Knock. They can help you convert the equity in your home into cash in just a few days. If your home is worth $100,000 or more, EasyKnock will buy it from you. You get the money you need, and you stay in your home as a renter. Plus, depending on your program, you can buy it back at any time. If you think you might not qualify, remember, they can say yes when your bank says no. Call EasyKnock now and get the cash you need out of your home.
EasyKnock is not a lender. Its products are not available in all markets. Terms and conditions apply.
800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. That's 800-245-9187.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635, 800-732-9635, 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show, Fred Dreyer.
How do you do?
All-pro defensive end, the acting legend. We call him Sultan, Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. It's against the Green Bay Packers, was it?
It sure was. You know, I made my mother years ago call me Sultan, and she was embarrassed.
You did not. Okay, you did. All right.
Why would I say that?
Well, I mean, ask your mom to call you Sultan. I mean, she named you.
When people start when I in 73 when I did this, she was there and saw it.
So you made her call you
so
Sultan.
I said, it's now Sultan, Mom. Well, all right.
great mom. Fred.
Yes.
Anyway, we're talking All-Star Game here. By the way, hello to everybody listening to us on Sports Byline, the radio network on CRN Talk Radio Network, Sirius XM. We're happy.
Oh, by the way, excuse me, Michael Horn. It's Michael Horn,
yes,
right?
Yes, Sultan.
Yes, thank
yes,
you
Sultan.
So much. We don't mean to give the impression that this was a sour game.
No, I like the All-Star.
It was a wonderful game. We're just jumping on
as
things.
As a fan.
As a fan. We're fans, and we want things that we didn't get, so there it is.
I mean, if you got to make it kind of a Farsi kind of game, a little bit more fun. Talking to the pitchers and the catcher was kind of fun to talk and hear them give their signs and all that kind of stuff. Again, if you're going to have a competitive game, which it was not, you're not going to ask Joe Davis or John, what's his face? Was it Smoltz up there or something?
It was John Smoltz.
John Smoltz. You know, what's the book on this guy? He's telling him to throw him inside.
Smoltz was snitching the guys
Come out. Come on. Yeah, give us a break, Smoltz. You're in the National League.
You may want to throw this down and in on this guy.
Exactly. So, but here's my thought. You know, I've talked about this the last few years on the show. I have mentioned that when you have the home run derby, those guys, first off, the guy throwing the ball at you is throwing it like he's lobbing it over the plate, and you want it in a certain spot, and you're trying to crank it out. So now you get through with the home run derby, and you've been doing this for 3 minutes at a crack if you get into the finals and more. And then you come back in and you start again the next day or 2 days later back, and they're throwing you a fastball. And all of a sudden, where'd my home run swing go? Because you're used to just dinking it out. And I think it affects them. I think it does.
Well, and
it
also, some.
And it tires them out. You look at the guys like Puig. I can show you winners throughout the years. You know, Pete Alonso has been a pretty good winner. He came back a couple years in a row. But I see people get tired. They were talking to people at the All-Star game that were in the home run derby. How are you? Well, yeah, I'm still a little tired. It does take something out of you. So the players are tired from doing the home run derby. If I own the team and I'm paying you millions of dollars, stay out of the damn home run derby.
Well, stay out of the game then. You know, traveling and sleeping in a hotel room, and that wears you out. So you can make an excuse. Everything tires you out. Well, gee, I ate some tacos today. I'm so tired.
But the home run derby is like a competition kind of thing.
But look,
it affects your brain.
I watched what they went through.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you.
What are you going to tell me?
As an ex-athlete,
yes,
that was nothing that they did.
No, but it throws them off. Here's the other thing.
No, here's
the other deal. No. Kershaw comes out of this because he was really trying to be good there as the starting pitcher. And all the players, I think, were trying to do well. But what about Tony Gonsolin now? He was 10-0, hadn't given up very many runs, almost had a no-hitter in one of his games, and now he goes in there and gives him two home runs.
Yeah.
What's his mental state going to be when he comes back?
He's a young kid. He's a young kid. He's in awe anyway.
Yeah.
And so he gives up a home run. He's probably embarrassed and he's probably ashamed of himself to lose the game because when he drives home, whoever's in the car with him, if anybody, they're saying, you know, you lost the game, Tony.
That's right. And if,
he goes, I know I did. Where's my cat?
And if your friend doesn't, he's known as the cat man, by the way. He likes cats. And if you're a friend of his, you don't say it. Somebody in the fan is going to say, hey, I blew an all-star game, didn't you? You don't want to go that route.
Well, believe me.
Now, they are all-stars. It's Aaron Judge hitting a home run against you, for God's sakes, and whoever else hit one for the American League.
No,
I can't
it was Giancarlo Stanton.
Oh, it was. You're right. It was Giancarlo Stanton.
And this other guy.
Stanton. He lives in our area.
Yeah, he's from Sherman Oaks High School. Sherman Oaks, he's from,
Mike.
Notre Dame High School. Right
Mike
there.
Giancarlo Stanton, the full name. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. And that was a proud day for him.
I mean, it sure was.
He comes home and he wins a game for him.
Pinstripes come through again, everybody.
And what's really funny, he says he's standing in left field and they're covering him. Yeah, he's microphoned up, you know. And they asked him, which is really great. He says, you're kind of standing right close to where you used to sit as a kid when you came here. He turns around and goes, right there.
That's it.
And he hit the ball there.
Stories, you know, I got to hand it to you. You know, anybody that replaces Vin Scully had a gargantuan task. Joe Davis is growing on me. He's decided that he's going to follow Scully a little bit in the fact that he's got stories to tell, not stats, but some stories. And he kind of works them in pretty well. He doesn't overdo it or whatever when they fit. His timing is down pretty good. He's getting comfortable in that broadcast booth, and he's now the number one broadcaster on the Fox network for football and baseball.
You know, this is really a turnkey event for him where he now, suddenly, you're now the number one guy, and everybody stands in line and tells you you are. It's got to make him feel really, really good.
Especially me, because I was hard on him at first.
Well, we all were.
Yeah. So I got to take it back and say he's turned into a fine announcer. And he probably was there at first, a little nervous, but he's smooth out. Now, Smoltz, you know, he's giving away too many secrets to the batter, though.
He's pretty good.
I like the color commentators. When Joe Davis works with Oral Hershiser on the Dodger home games when he's not doing Fox Sports coverage and national games, and they're a pretty good combo right there. They respect each other, and they go pretty well. Dodgers have a lot of different announcers. They got females and males and everything, and they've got some pretty good talent.
You know, there's an opening for you, Mike.
You think?
I think so.
I think I could be the announcer.
I think you could be the field guy. And now down to Mike Horn for this word. And then you would, you would sell some shoes.
Here's the star of our show, Fred Dreyer, everybody. I'd come right in there. So overall, it was fun watching it. I worry about the fact on what it does to these players. You know, here's where the manager has to come back in to Tony Gonsolin, Dave Roberts, going to say, hey, yeah, it was great that you were there. Come on, it was an all-star game. Relax. Go out there and throw a no-hitter. Don't put any pressure on the kid. Just go out there and show us you can throw a no-hitter now, would you please?
I don't know if this conversation was true in the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s. You know, they played in the 70s. Like I told you, when we talked about, Pete Rose in Detroit running over Fosse in 1970.
I remember that game. That's when they started kind of backing off in the competition.
Yeah, people were upset that Pete Rose, didn't. He put the brakes on. It's
Pistol
an exhibition.
B?
You know, it's an exhibition. What are you doing? He goes, hey, I'm here to play, man. Some are and some aren't until the body politic says, hey, don't try to do anything. Just, everybody's playing at the same speed. No.
But you're still trying to hit a home run. You're still trying to get a strikeout.
Well, yeah, you are. And it's easy because these guys are serving balls up over the plate.
Yeah, well, Kershaw wasn't, and a lot of players, I don't think they were. I think the pitchers were trying to get the outs. I think that's still part of the game that's going on there. But here's the thought, and I wanted to ask you this question. Pro Bowl, always after the Super Bowl. Did you play in a Pro Bowl? Were you in a Pro Bowl?
Yeah.
Okay. That's kind of a lighter-hearted thing, and you can get injured, I think, even easier in football than in baseball. So they moved it to the end, so if somebody gets injured, they got all off-season to get together something. Was it always at the end of the season, or did they play the
Pro Bowl? Yeah, it was always the end of the season. It was either before it went to Hawaii.
Yeah.
When they really said, hey, you don't have to do anything. Just show up here and get a tan. Don't do anything. You know what it's like to put a uniform, a football uniform
in Hawaii?
Well, wait a minute. Put the football uniform on,
and
then have an okey-doke understanding that there's no hitting.
Yeah, I know. What's that all about? What did that take away from the game for you? You were always an intense player.
Well, we would ask, when at the line of scrimmage before the first play, they ran the first play. What are we doing here today? Are we playing football or are we playing tag? What is it?
All of you would ask.
He goes,
that.
Well, there's no blitzing, of course, and it wasn't. They took blitzing out.
See, I think you should be able to play the game, and people want to see, who's the stronger league. I mean, look at the American League is dominated here in the All-Star game. And for many years early on, when Koufax and Drysdale were around when I was a kid, it seemed like the National League always won. Now the American League has just wiped out the National League for game
nine
after game.
In a row.
Yeah, and before, and if you look at the last 20 or 30 years, it's been still very heavy on the American League side.
Yeah, it is, and I don't know. I guess there's something to it if you want to do a forensics on it. But
spoken like Hunter.
Thank you so much.
Do the forensics on
here.
It.
Get this. Be careful. Put this in the bag and take this down.
For me,
take this downtown. I want this. I want to report on this as soon as you can.
Yeah. So I think we covered most of the stuff I wanted to talk about, the home run derby and
uniforms and the flyover and the coverage. I thought Joe Davis was excellent. I thought I liked John Smoltz. I like his style.
I like talking to the players if you're going to do that kind of thing. I enjoyed it. I thought it was a good game, but I would just,
I didn't think it was a good game. The thing was, did you see anybody running really hard?
No. No.
Well, you had 9 innings, 4 hours long. Somebody has to have an opportunity to run hard. No one ran hard.
Well, there you go. All right, so it was terrible. We didn't like the offense.
It's just, I got up a couple of times, relit my cigar 3 or 4 times, went outside, checked.
You got into it. I called you at the end of the game. You were in the showers.
I went to the shower.
At the end of every baseball game on TV or football event, Fred Dreyer goes to the showers after the game.
I go. Something I can't stop from
household.
Doing. I got to do it.
All right. What are your thoughts? Get in the chat room there. Let us know on Facebook Live. We'll have more for you straight ahead. It's the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, thanks so much for being with us.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward and master 5th grade math.
I can't do this. It's impossible.
Not you, Dad. Your daughter. Staples will help her move forward.
Ah, right.
Right now, Staples comp books and number 2 pencils are just 50 cents each. Plus, 2 pocket paper folders are only 25 cents each. Everything on your list at amazing prices. Staples. We're not going back. We're going forward to school. Ends 8/27 in store only. Limit 30.
Hi, Tom Baudette here. Just back from the Baudette family reunion, and honestly, I'm a little baffled by my nephew. Last reunion, he was still bouncing on my knee. Now he's hitting his head on ceiling fans. Good thing they stayed at Motel 6, where there's comfy beds with plenty of room to stretch out on. And great low rates, because, teenagers, eating a week's worth of groceries for lunch. I'm Tom Baudette for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on. For you.
Hey, Mike, what are you doing way up on that ladder? You're going to hurt yourself.
Oh, I'm trying to unclog these gutters.
That's smart. I had water damage from my gutters last year. It cost me $10,000.
Wait, $10,000?
Yeah, and from over here, it looks like water's been pouring over your clogged gutters, and it's probably doing real damage to your foundation. You need to do what I did. Get off the ladder and call Leaf Filter.
Yeah, but I need to get these gutters flowing now.
That's why you need to call Leaf Filter. They'll clean and realign your gutters and install their exclusive micro mesh screen system so nothing gets in your gutters except water.
So Leaf Filter protects my house from damage and means no more gutter cleaning for me?
Bingo! Plus, Leaf Filter has an industry-leading lifetime warranty, so your gutters are covered for life.
Thanks, Frank. I'm calling Leaf Filter today.
Don't go another day with your home unprotected. Call 1-844-300-LEAF or go to tryleaffilter.com for your free gutter inspection. Call 1-844-300-LEAF or go to tryleaffilter.com right now for an extra 15% savings. Call 1-844-300-LEAF or go to tryleaffilter.com. That's 1-844-300-LEAF.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on garden insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Maggie's Farm. Lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Now, for a limited time, get a free box of our patented no-spill ant-kill bait stations with purchase at greenbugkiller.com. That's greenbugkiller.com.
At the United States Postal Service, we deliver with advanced technology and equipment so we can reach over 160 million addresses across the country. We're delivering for thinkers, doers, movers, shakers, groundbreakers, future makers, innovators, trailblazers, disruptors, streamers, dreamers. So no matter what business you're in, we'll always be delivering for you. USPS, delivering for America. Learn more at usps.com/delivering.
And we're back here in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn. Fred Dreyer, the star of our program, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Let's get over to our chat room and see. We got some comments coming in. We're kind of taking a look at the All-Star game yesterday. A couple of things here just to make a note. And our buddy Tony talked about where did he go here now?
He's on the left there.
Yeah, Tony says he likes that the players were mic'd up. He said that was very good. And Tony also said that the uniforms, and we get this, were a dedication for Jackie Robinson, that we are all the same since it was Mrs. Robinson's 100th birthday. We get that, but what we're saying is that even last year when they played the game, they had a standard National League and American League, same type of uniform with their names across the front, and it wasn't the team uniform. We still like the team uniform. I like if they can wear a patch number 42. They've retired 42 in all the stadiums over there. I get that they can do that. I just like to see the home team uniforms worn when the players are out. That's the point we're trying to make here for the All-Star game.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you. Very nice.
Hey, you have some comments, you make your comments back to you. Now, Tony also said the rule for the home field advantage was stupid, so he does agree with us on that. So that's another comment that we got in here. You can get us at Facebook Live. Take a look and see what's going on here. We got it for you. And who else? I feel for you with the different colors. He said that's good. And Tony's agreeing with us right now. So... The Charles is saying the best year that he can remember in baseball was 1984. I'm speaking in terms of my youth. You need to tell us why, Charles. What was there? And Tony also liked the fact that the players were mic'd up for the All-Star game. I did enjoy that, too. I think it was good. Now, let's get to some other comments or questions we've got here. Bernard saying, hello, Fred and Mike from Hot 100 degree and humid Ottawa.
Oh yeah,
Fred with the LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and Russell Westbrook having recently pledged to make things work with the Lakers. Are you buying it, or do you foresee another disastrous?
Is that a real question?
Do you see another disastrous season? Yes, that's a real question. What do you think?
So they got on the phone
and they made up
and they promised to be good.
Yep.
Yeah.
What do you think?
No.
You know, no. Okay, there's Fred's answer for you.
No.
Okay, we got some other comments. Neighbor Paul, who used to be on the show, says Nugenics Total T.
Yeah, that's the big hurt. That's the product that he sells.
Paul must be using it.
He says, believe me, she'll like it too. Yeah.
Now we got Big Pappy,
Thanks,
way.
Thanks, Paul, for
big
that.
Big Pappy's
that
getting
meant.
Into the Hall of Fame.
Big Pappy's in the Hall of Fame?
He's going to be, they mentioned yesterday he's going to go into the Hall of Fame at the end of the show.
Oh,
they
it talked was about. I missed yeah, that. David, I saw him on the sideline.
Yeah, David Ortiz. Were you at the game?
Yes.
I just wondered. So, I had another comment here because there are some, where did my notes go here on this thing? Talk amongst yourselves out there while we find all the good.
You know, it's that paper. It sticks together.
Yeah, it does. So here's the thing. Big Pappy's there. He's also he's the fourth Dominican-born player. And I don't—is that a prerequisite now? Do you have to know somebody's nationality to get in the Hall of Fame?
Well, why don't they say to all the white guys who are in? Why don't they say to Kershaw, he's a white boy from Texas?
Yeah. This is your playing ability. For God's sakes, let's get beyond what you are or whatever. Come on, just take it with you. But here's the deal: he's going to be in there with Buck O'Neill, Bud Fowler, Jim Cott, Tony Oliva from the old Twins. Gil Hodges is finally going to make it in.
Gil, baby.
Minnie Minoso, and you know, so there's some. Why isn't Steve Garvey in the Hall of Fame? He should be in there. He was had that consecutive.
He had the numbers. He had the numbers.
Good numbers over there. People that are not in the Hall of Fame, and I'm amazed by this. Barry Bonds still not in. Roger Clemens, Curt Schilling still not in.
They won't be in.
Sammy Sosa not in there. Come on,
they won't be in.
Give me a break. I'm telling you, there's some stuff going on.
They took steroids, and the ownership knew it. So.
Kathy says usually she's in Lawndale, but she's watching from Scotland today on Facebook Live, just past midnight here.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. What do we see? Tony has been commenting here a lot, Tony. Tony says stripes were to distract the batter. Is that the Yankee pinstripes? Is that the idea?
Where did they get that?
I don't know. Tony says that. It might be Tony. You need to give us more information.
I don't know about that.
Bruce said he found the Facebook feed on crntalk.com. He says the show makes my week.
Thank
you, Bruce. That's good.
Good. Thank you so much.
Charles says, Fred, I just saw the rewind of you and Stephanie Kramer and the late Charlie Hallahan, who played Captain Charlie Devane. And also, Charles says, I asked if you really are an issue was working on the previous captains played on the show Hunter. Okay, I don't know. You better rewrite that one to us, Charles. I don't understand that one. The best year, let's see what we got. July 18 was National Tattoo Day. Tattoos can be decorative, symbolic. What is the meaning of the wildcat tattoo on your arm? Chris wants to know that. Do you have you don't have a wildcat tattoo on your arm, do you? Do you have a meaning of that?
Yes, I do on my shoulder.
Okay, so what is the meaning of that? They want to know.
Well, it's when I was 17, I was drinking with my friends.
Yes.
And I woke up with it.
That's true?
That's the truth.
Well, there you go.
So what does it mean? I don't know what it means. I didn't get any other tattoos.
All I know is he hangs out with Tony Goslin every once in a while. It's a Catman.
Catman
there is good. So, Tony says, yes, the History Channel did a documentary on the Yankees, and it's really good. Don't know the name of it. There's also a great show coming up on, if you're a Yankee fan, on ESPN, where they're following Derek Jeter. I found that pretty interesting. I think the second installment's coming up Thursday.
It's called The Captains.
I think that's what he's talking about.
Jeter's very, very good. He's very introspective, and he's very forthright. He's really something, you know. I never really got to listen to him speak before, but he's pretty good.
It just goes to show you what a uniform can do for you when you wear something with his history of the Yankee pinstripes, I think. It's really good. Now, we have some time here. Let's take a look. We have some pictures. Pamela, our class valedictorian photographer, all that in between.
She
shares lots of great photos, and she has one here. We'll describe it for you radio listeners. We'll be posting these at the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer. Our Sports Lounge is our website. You can go and check it out there. And one of the pictures here shows a terrific photo from your acting resume, The Return of Hunter, Everyone Walks in L.A. That was in 1995. Tell us about that. Was this a TV movie?
Oh, no, this was a TV movie that we did. I think this was the first one we did after the show was canceled in 91.
So you and Stephanie Kramer and the group were in there, and it was a two-hour movie?
Stephanie wasn't.
Oh, no.
Stephanie,
oh, that's right.
I don't believe she was in there.
The Return of Hunter. Look and see if you can find that. Fred Dreyer's in his usual pose pointing that stick at you, I'll tell you that. Then
I'm left-handed here. They flipped the negative.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, usually you're right-handed.
I'm right-handed, yeah.
Okay, now, then you were on Diagnosis Murder in an episode called Murder Blues. You guest starred actors who played TV cops. Fred was in this. Fred, you were in it. Angie Dickinson from Policewoman. Yep. She's in the photo we're going to post for you. James Darren from T.J. Hooker. Martin Milner and Kent McCord from Adam 12. Tell us about this. What a great episode that was.
Yeah, this was a fun deal. I think this is a two-parter.
Yeah.
This was an homage to the genre of TV detectives.
Yeah, it was. It's very nice.
Yeah, it was a good idea, and of course everybody was terrific.
Yeah, this was also from Diagnosis Murder, another episode, Retribution, where Fred reprised your role as Police Chief Masters, an excellent two-parter that should have become a series, as Masters works to clear Dr. Sloan, who's played by, of course, Dick Van Dyke, of a murder charge, and Victoria Rowell was in this. This was in January of 1998. So tell us about this show.
Well, I got a phone call from Fred Silverman, who was the producer of that show.
Yep.
And he said that he would like to see me, and he had an idea to have this two-parter with Dick. And so I said, okay, great. And he says, and if it comes out the way we think, we'd like to submit it to CBS for a series, to go back on as a series.
So it was in consideration.
Called the Chief.
The Chief, that would have been you.
That would have been me.
You were in a police uniform as the Chief.
There it is right there.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Then we've got your movie that you had here. We talked about many times on the show. Highway 395, The Only Law That Matters Out Here Is His. And that was, you were Raleigh, weren't you, Raleigh?
Raleigh Wade. And this is up on Highway 395. The White Mountains, I believe, are behind me.
Yeah. So that's a great picture. We'll post that up at our website.
Across the street from the Sierra Nevadas.
Then there was a movie, a TV movie in 2002, Hunter, Return to Justice. And this was with you and Ms. Kramer. Is back with you on this.
Yeah, this was these series of shows were shot on location in San Diego.
Yes.
And it could have been a lot better, but there was...
I want to look these up and watch them.
There was interference.
Yeah, and then they also in 2009, the movie Accidentally on Purpose. Tell me about this one.
Let's see. What is it?
Yeah, Accidentally on Purpose. This movie here, looks like Fred's in a party. He's got a nice suit on, but no tie. Is you wearing a golf shirt over there? And it looks like this could have been a little romantic movie kind.
Who's the actress?
I don't know. Accidentally on Purpose. So we don't have
the list. Is that the name of the show?
That's the name of the movie. In 2009 movie, Accidentally on Purpose.
I don't know what that was.
So we'll post it up and you guys can tell us what you thought of the movie that we're not quite clear of. And then here, what was this, in 2018, 2019, the Bumblebee, the movie?
It
was.
Yep.
This was you as one of the great police officers on ice.
Yeah, I'm alert and I'm on the job.
It's a Volkswagen that comes flying through, and we got to post this picture up on our website. Looks like looks like Raleigh Wade met his match after.
Yeah.
Looks like this is the day after the night you woke up with that tattoo on your arm.
Yeah,
like,
this. I gave myself the tattoo.
What's going on here?
Holy smoke, gee whiz!
Some good fun. Thank you for getting those into us. You can email Fred.
Those were fun.
Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. It's good stuff there. Now, what else we got going on here today? See the football news. It looks like the 49ers have given Jimmy Garoppolo's agent permission to shop him around and try to trade him.
That's been going on for the last 2 years.
But he was supposed to be the big superstar for the New England Patriots. Belichick got rid of him, didn't he? Got him to San Francisco, and then
Brady told him. He went to the owner. He said, "Look, I don't want to be playing here with this guy hanging over my shoulder. So get rid of me or him, one of the two." And they shipped him off to San Francisco.
And now San Francisco's shifting him off again.
Yeah.
Well, it's really something.
Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. What else we got in football news here? We got Boy, this guy Paul Duncan, he's a former Notre Dame lineman, dead at 35. This guy was on his heart goes into cardiac arrest when he's on a run in his neighborhood. I don't know.
What? What do you mean?
He was out running and
he had a heart attack while he was running?
Yeah, 35 years old. That's terrible.
35?
Yeah. You get to your,
you know what? You know what I think happens to young people that young?
Yeah, why?
I think it's a lack of water.
I think you could be right. Got to hydrate.
You don't believe in that, but I tell you, folks, half your body ounces of water.
Half your body weight in ounces of water every day.
Yep.
More straight ahead in the Sports Lounge. Stay with us.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
And we're back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. A couple of quick comments here, Fred, for you.
Yes.
From our Facebook Live over there. Charles says, I also wanted to know if the TV show Hunter took a beating in the ratings. I don't think it ever did. I thought you always usually won your time slot, didn't it?
What's he talking about?
I don't know. Let's be. Want to know if they.
Well, first of all,
yes,
the show came out in September, I believe, of '84, which was the first season.
Right.
And it got clobbered by Dallas. We were on Friday night.
So that's when it took a hit.
And yeah. It was on opposite Dallas.
Right.
And, of course, that was the number one show in the country. So they, about 3-4 weeks later, Steve Cannell went to Brandon Tartikoff at NBC and said, you got to move it. He says, well, let's move it and see what happens. He says, put it on Saturday night at 10 o'clock.
It took off, didn't it?
And what happened was it it followed the Golden Girls and a couple of these other half hour shows, and then it went into a 1 hour explosion, and it was a top notch to put it on going in as a lead in for the NBC News 1 hour news.
That's good. And Larry says hi from. Lori in Corn Fog, Iowa. Enjoy your program every week. Charles came back and said, the reason I like the 1984 season with the lineup, the All-Star game, with Chet Lemon was there, he said, and Alan Trammell. And also Tony said Jeter and Tony Gwynn deserve so much more from baseball. They do, too. So
they were good.
Yep. And Charles is one of the lines on the bad guys, I'm sure, after 2001, 2002, where one of the best bad guys made a comment about you being the equivalent of a disease. You go away and you come back, and that line was on Hunter. So I don't know what you guys are talking about. You better redo so I can understand them next week. Get them in earlier here on the show. That's our show. Check us out. Email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Final thoughts from you, Fred?
Yes, the 80 more games of Major League Baseball ahead.
Oh, boy, I'm ready for that. We'll see you next week, everybody. Have a good one.